nice to the tourists. I don't care how slow they drive, how rude they might be. I don't care if they ask you 10 irritating questions in a row with a barely decipherable accent. Be nice to the tourists. We need them. But if you don't believe me, just check out these numbers from the Arizona Office of Tourism. Last year, almost 44 million people visited our state. They spent more than $22 billion in Arizona last year. $62 million a day. $43,000 a minute. If you were to take 43,000 $1 bills and stretch them from end to end, starting at the Grand Canyon, you would circle the globe and end up right back at the Grand Canyon and have enough spare dollars to get you to the historic Cameron Trading Post to the east. If you were to actually stretch those dollars around the globe, you'd also run into many people who are dying to come here, foreign tourists. Having grown up on the Navajo Nation and in the town of Page, right next to Lake Powell, I ran into tourists all the time as a kid. It's kind of a cool way to grow up, meeting people from everywhere without ever leaving home. It doesn't hurt having a mom who didn't consider anyone a stranger, so we had people in our house from New Zealand, Germany, Japan, even Africa. And while my mom definitely was embarrassing about it at times, a certain 15-year-old boy just may have happened to find a certain 16-year-old English girl very cute. But I also have to admit that plenty of tourists drove me absolutely crazy, in a bad way. You know, not a hot girl way. It's why I have to make a conscious choice sometimes to use my mom's attitude toward tourists, even if I have to do it from behind gritted teeth from time to time. We all have 22 billion reasons to practice saying things like, "Well, there's about 1.5 kilometers in a mile, ma'am, and have a nice day."